How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
So,
we're a day late.
Sorry about this.
Sorry. I had to go home to Portsmouth, some family business.
Yes.
And now I am back. But apologies for our tardiness.
Yes, we hope you don't mind.
Our episode this week.
We've had a very exciting week.
We have indeed.
We've been on the tour. We've been to places we didn't know existed.
Places we didn't care existed.
We had an interesting time in Ironbridge.
Should we talk about that to begin with?
Let's just talk about Ironbridge for a moment because, well, I did incur some wrath from people.
Yeah, so we went to a place called Much Wenlock.
Lovely place.
Lovely place. Lovely gig.
Lovely gig.
Really nice people.
Really nice
loved
people.
Them.
Everything was perfect. And then we stayed over in our spa hotel.
In Telford,
which we loved.
We loved. We went for a swim. We went for a sauna.
Oh, it was so
nice. Spent a lot of time in our cozies. Surprised to see Tom in an all-in-one.
A lot of people would be surprised about that, but, you know.
It's a lovely, had that lovely scalloped back.
It's what I like to wear. It's great on the leg.
It is great on the leg. That high leg on you is a lovely look.
People forget that. And we had a lovely swim. There were some children in the way, though. That was annoying.
Susie pointed out
that was not something that would have been allowed in our childhood.
No, I would not have been allowed to get in the way of somebody swimming. A grown-up swimming.
A grown person swimming. Yeah, get out of the way. Be mindful.
Although I do remember splashing someone, and my mum splashing a woman. My mum telling me off. Me and my brother being like, ah, splashing this woman. And me having to go up to her and be like, I'm sorry that I splashed you.
Oh, and what did she say?
I'm pleased that you came and apologised.
That's stern. Where was that?
It's very stern. It's where I used to go swimming, which is in the basement of a hotel as a child.
Oh,
how very Fritzl.
Very Fritzl. was it like quite a small pool, was it?
Yeah, it was quite a small pool. It's where I learnt to swim. I mean, my dad still takes my little cousin there.
Oh.
He really hasn't grown out of that pool.
Maybe it's a lovely pool.
I'm sure it is.
As Susie pointed out as well, she was a competitive swimmer.
I was.
A lot of people don't realise that.
A lot of people don't know. I mean, I'm competitive with everything.
Mm.
You know.
So inevitably swimming is one of those things.
Inevitably. Just at school, just school level. But,
you did, what was it, crawl and butterfly?
I did a bit of butterfly, yeah, for my school.
Oh, that's not easy.
No, it's not. It's a real, really gives, that's why I've got these lovely big shoulders that I can.
I wish I had big shoulders.
Oh, I don't. I look terrible in a strappy top.
I look like you?
Oh, God, Tom, it's a terrible thing.
I've never noticed that.
My mum and other people say, oh, no, you've just got it in your head now that you've got big shoulders. But
yeah.
If I do it, if I put on like a strappy top, I feel like The Rock. You know, The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Mm, okay. But it's
weird,
isn't it, how we put these things in our head?
Oh, yeah. Because now I'm like, oh, I've got, like, and my nan would say to me, like, oh, you've got such lovely square shoulders. Like, it was a really good thing. And I'd be like,
yeah.
Well, yeah, but I look manly.
We all, like, have learnt to just, like, find
hate ourselves.
To hate about ourselves. Yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is weird. Especially because I like wearing shoulder pads. So it makes me look even huger.
Well, I think if you were in the 80s or maybe in the film Mannequin.
Love to have been in either or both.
Well,
I feel like if I was in Mannequin, I would have been alive in the 80s.
And I think if you were alive in the 80s, you would have been in the film Mannequin.
Tom, thank you so much.
But, you know, if you were of castable age.
Castable age, that's the thing. I was only four at the end of them.
Were you? 86 are you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm, 83 myself. The miners' strike, I believe. And
clang.
Clang. but I believe they had been going on for some time. But
you didn't think it was related to you?
I don't like to say it was because of me, but maybe.
Maybe, who knows?
Who knows? It's so difficult. So swimming pools in hotels. We had a lovely swim.
We had a lovely swim.
And then the following day, we had our breakfast in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful view.
Lovely time.
Lovely time. Lovely breakfast buffet, actually. Sometimes they can be quite disappointing.
It was very good indeed.
It was very good. We went after the gym, didn't we?
Oh, we went to the gym, of course. Tom spotted me.
I did.
On some big weights.
We did a bench press, didn't we, Suze?
I did 10 of the buggers.
Yes, and they're very difficult to do.
I know. Well, you were like, just do it with the pole. And I was like, Tom, I think you'll find that I'm really strong. I've got these big shoulders. Anyway, it turns out I could only do it with the pole. The pole's heavy as fuck.
The pole is about 20 kilos.
Well, and what am I, like 10?
like yes, none. Like none. And I think, well, I struggle with that as well.
So how many do you press?
About 10 on each side.
So 40
but, like,
in
it makes
total.
No difference. I look no different to
I thought you looked like the Hulk.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I think I did some squats in the gym as well.
Oh, very good, Tom.
When I was there. And
so you've got an ass that don't quit.
Well, it's so important to work on the ass because, you know...
The glutes.
You see an older man walking around the gym and sometimes, you know, it's the equivalent of an old lady's boobs, I think. It's a guy's ass that starts
really?
To droop. Yeah.
There you go.
There's a life lesson.
We can't do much for boobs, though. We can't work out with them.
Sure. But did I tell you about when I was on the gay cruise with all the American... The cruise. And all the American... Not all of them, but some of the American gays were... And older gays were like... They had like pecs and they looked really pert in their shorts. And I said to somebody, How do they look so great? And somebody said, oh no, it's all implants. You can get butt implants. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
So we just, it's fine.
You can get butt implants and pec implants.
Pimplants. Yeah, I think I'm just going to do that.
Forever?
Yeah, just get them siliconed on.
Oh no, Tom, don't do that.
I mean.
What about if they went wrong and they accidentally gave you a pair of tits?
I wouldn't mind.
Why not?
In a low cut V.
In a low cut V. Look great in that swimming costume with the scalloped back.
I would look wonderful, wouldn't I? I wouldn't mention it either.
No, bald like, head, lovely legs.
Lovely legs, massive boobs. Massive knockers.
My dad's got quite skinny legs and all of his friends take the piss out of him saying that if they're on holiday or if they're in the pool or something. Because they all go to the gym together and then go to the pool. It's like a thing they do.
That's nice.
And
Like spring break.
And when my dad comes out of the changing room, they're all like, oh, here comes the showgirl. They call my dad the showgirl because he's got really skinny legs.
A lot of guys have quite skinny legs and they get all sort of... I mean, I've got quite skinny legs.
That's why you can't miss leg day.
That's why you mustn't skip leg day.
I
also like to do... I don't know if you saw me doing it, but it does look ridiculously... Poncy.
Go on.
The calf lift. Have you ever
seen
me do
that?
Oh, yeah,
you're on your tippy toes.
You just go on your tippy toes and you have to use a step and then you go down and you go up again.
Yeah, you did like.
Was I doing that one there?
I think you were doing it as I came in.
What was that? No, I was doing a barbell.
A barbell?
I was doing a barbell. I was doing, I think it's called a skull crusher.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
It does, doesn't it? It's when you basically are lifting a barbell from your forehead up. While lying back, it's designed for your triceps. I mean, I'm saying all this. I know all this stuff. It doesn't make any difference. Well, Alan Cochran said there's a podcast I should listen to about it all.
About
weightlifting. I mean, I was there yesterday.
You're not going to become a weightlifter, Tom. I'm going to say it. Do it for pleasure. Swim a bit.
Well, I was at the gym yesterday. Some of the guys there, they look incredible. I almost went up to them. Can I just say?
I think you look great.
You look marvellous.
Did you want to say that to them?
I wanted to say your body toning is exquisite. I wanted to, but I couldn't.
But the thing is, how much do... I bet they only eat chicken, but I bet they don't eat it on a train with you.
And not many people would want to do that. But yeah, I think that is it. I think I need to cut out carbs.
Oh, Tom, you've been talking about cutting out carbs for about the last 6 years.
I know. I had a pizza the other day in bed.
In bed? Well,
yeah.
How did you get to that?
So I was in Northern Ireland.
Oh, there you go.
For a pizza. After the gig... I mean, I'd eaten beforehand.
But of course.
And then
I know exactly where it is. Oh, no, you should have got chips. There's a chip place.
The chip shop opposite. I thought about that.
They're really good.
I thought about that. And then someone said, let's go for a pizza. And then someone else said, oh, this pizza place is my treat. Oh, Susie's just spilled tea.
I've just spilled tea on myself. Sorry, go on.
Luckily, they're an acid wash. It doesn't show. And so we went in there. We had such a lovely chat with them. They do it with a dipping sauce.
Oh, very nice. What did you get? Garlic or something?
Garlic, yeah.
Oh, I bet you smelled lovely in the morning.
I bet I did.
Delish.
And then I sat in bed. What was I watching now?
Family Guy?
No, it wasn't even as exciting as that. It was like BBC News 24.
Oh, just to watch.
Live from Singapore. And eating a pizza, and I was like, I don't want this pizza. Why am I eating it?
Nom, 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 of course.
And then I took a picture.
How lovely.
Put it on Instagram, because you have to remember to Instagram everything.
Everything.
Another fun thing about Instagram, I've realised.
Go on, Tom.
It's all about the food.
It is all about the food. Of course it is.
I was trying to put up clever, witty things. No, funny no one gives a shit. Funny things I noticed. Nobody cares. I put up a picture of, like, a pizza slice. 5 million likes. What is wrong with the world?
Everything.
I'm done with it.
Now, we were talking about you getting in trouble. Well, you posting funny things. You got in trouble over the weekend, didn't you, Tom?
So, we went to Ironbridge. Now, I went to Ironbridge on the Year 6 school journey. You'd never been, had you?
No, but we did talk about the fact that school trips are shit.
They are quite boring, aren't they?
Really shit.
Did you have a residential one, though, when you were at school? Like a primary school? Did you go away?
Yeah, but I didn't like staying away from home, so I didn't do that.
You opted out?
I opted out. I went to the PSOCE. I think that's what it's called.
Post office?
No, but very similar.
What's that?
It was like a wetland centre where you'd like take pictures of badgers and stuff and then draw them. That was
lovely.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was okay. That. I would have liked that indeed. And then, but then you'd always have to go and get like some water from a pond and then put like a strip of something in it and decide whether it had alkaline. Do you know all that? All a load of toss, isn't it, really?
That.
How useful is that in my life?
Well, if you get a garden. Might be useful. Or you see a badger and you want to sketch it.
Just stay there, mate. Stay there. The worst one that we went to was Fishbourne Roman Palace.
Oh, you said about that.
Oh, my God. Even my mum, like, we were all playing up, like the kids. Like, we were all like, you know, like you do as a child. And my mum quite loudly said in front of the teacher, and the teacher did not take kindly to it, I mean, you can understand it. It's so boring here, isn't it? The teacher obviously did not think it was boring.
Did not think it was boring. We had Lullingstone Roman Villa.
Oh, what was there?
Oh, it's just like a bit few tiles on the floor, isn't
it? Well, that's exactly what Fishman Roman Palace is like.
It's a bit rubbish after a while. Like, how many times can you draw a mosaic?
Yeah, like, and like, he'd be like...
Doing mosaics is a big part of primary school education.
Oh, my God. I did so many mosaics. So many mosaics.
Yeah, like, they always sort of had a face in them or a pot with an urn.
Yeah, or some flowers.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So boring.
So dull. That and quoits.
Quoits was a big part of it.
And beanbags.
I still had in my set. Beanbags, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what is on the curriculum? And I was...
It's quite broad.
We were saying, weren't we, like, it must be so boring for the teachers. Because, like, how much does, like, a 30-year-old teacher want to go to Fishbourne Roman Palace once a year?
Is it, like, a bit of an outing
for them? With a
bunch
of little fuckers.
Do they... Is it fun for them to do a trip, or is it part of like the sort of enhanced learning of the? I don't know.
Oh God, no! Some of the trips we went on were so boring.
Well, Iron Bridge.
Oh, go
was
on.
So,
yeah.
Boring. The world's first Iron Bridge. You know that thing that everybody talks about. Oh, no one does.
So we were like, oh, let's go to Iron Bridge. So we're in the car. We have like some time between our. We did the show the night before, and then this is the morning. We've got a show in the evening.
We've been kicked out of the hotel.
We've got 6 hours to kill.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Go to Ironbridge.
Well, there's Bliss Hill. Now, I did fancy that, the Living Museum, where people dress up.
I fancied that as well.
But...
You decided that it was going to be £16 each.
I didn't look, but I thought that's probably what it was going to be.
You
we
said,
would have liked to actually...
You were like, I think it would be £16 each. And then I said, okay, well, I won't take the turning. That seems a bit steep. And then about 3 minutes later, you went, or it could be like £4.
Well, we'll never know.
We'll never know.
I mean, we could have Googled it, you might say, but we didn't.
We didn't. We didn't bother.
We just went to Ironbridge.
Because we decided not to use the sat nav because we wanted to feel like we were...
Like it was the 80s.
Like it was the 80s and we were going on a trip in the motor car.
Yes, a lovely drive out.
Then.
Yes, in the 60s, a lovely drive out. And we got there and there were a lot... Well, so we walked over the bridge.
Well, yeah. But I didn't want to. You made me do that.
Because that's like the only activity you can do there. There's the toll museum where people used to have to pay a toll to go across
it. That's literally what it's a museum of. It's a museum...
Of people paying to go
across
the bridge.
Of people paying across the bridge, but you don't have to pay anymore. So it's just pictures of
people paying.
And like, it's...
I said, they didn't even have those awkward mannequins.
There was no awkward mannequins. They looked like they were haunted. Or,
yeah, badly fitting wigs and bonnets and things.
Oh, love all that.
I love all that, but there wasn't even that in a jaunty position.
Big fan.
The position of paying. No, there wasn't that. There was just like posters on the wall and some people standing behind a table selling rubbers. Not condoms.
Oh, it was so shit.
And...
I'm sorry if you live there or if you work in that toll shop, but I mean, surely it's reassuring to know that other people are finding it boring.
Well, and then we went into the shops. Now, the shops had a lot of like things with words on them.
Oh my God, I'm such a fan of things with words on them. It's so funny.
So many slogans.
You know, be a star.
Love.
If you can't be a star, be a moon. If you can't be the moon, be the world. Like, just so much bollocks,
so
isn't
many
it?
Bollocks signs like that.
So many bollocks. You don't have to be mad to work it, but it helps.
Oh, and what? And so there was one selection of vases that said love.
Yes.
And then one selection of vases which said, what did it say? Heart?
Yeah. And I just changed it into whole for fun.
Changed it into whole, didn't you, Suze?
Yeah,
and then we left.
But then we left. But there were a lot of shit signs.
There were
there,
a lot of
there?
Shit signs. A lot of like jangly things.
Loads of jangly things.
And a lot of
like wood carvings, but not done well.
And a lot of Yankee candles.
So many Yankee candles. I mean, does Ironbridge stink?
Like, clearly. Well, one fun fact I seem to remember about Bliss Hill
on,
is
Tom.
That the workers there had to have green candles in the mines. Because it meant they wouldn't steal them and take them home with them because it would show up because they'd be green candles and not white candles. So candles, I think, have featured quite a lot in that area.
There you go.
See, I still remember that from year six when
and
I was like 10.
And how much do you need that information in your life?
Well, until today, never. But, you know, today was the day when it was being saved.
But that's how I feel about stuff. Like, I know every word to both of the first two Spice Girls albums.
Similar.
Even the shit songs.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. And they're never going to go. But yet, every year, I can't remember how much I get back per mile that I do for my tax return.
That is a conversation we've had more than once, isn't it?
Yeah. But, like, I still know.
Mama,
oh, yeah.
I love
but, like, the more obscure
you.
Ones than that.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
That was a Mother's Day song, wasn't it?
It was, which is this weekend.
This very weekend. So we had an interesting time in Ironbridge, and then I tweeted about how boring it still is.
Because, of course,
I'm trying to get more into it. And I put it on Instagram.
And then everyone got very upset, didn't they?
Well, a lot of people were very like, ha-ha,
it
I
is
had
shit.
A same experience that. And like, I think if you live in the West Midlands, that's your go-to school trip.
Yeah.
Because
why were they taking you there from Bromley?
Because it was a residential school journey. And we stayed in Something Manor in this house somewhere near there. And we had to do like loads of studying about the Industrial Revolution. Fun for 10-year-olds. I mean, now I'm sure it's just the Aztecs and all sort of fun.
I remember doing the Tudors and the Stuarts.
Yeah, fun.
Can't really remember anything about them, though.
Yeah, well, I never did that. I only learned about it from Wolf Hall.
Well, of course.
And sometimes we'd go to Hever Castle, which is
oh,
near Mum
yeah.
and Dad. And Mum always wanted to live in a mock Tudor house. I mean, there were lots of things that fed into a Tudor education, but Industrial Revolution...
So dull.
Oh, it's not fun, is it? Smelting iron with coke. Smelting, yeah. That's a word.
And coke.
And coke. I made a joke about at the gig. People liked it.
People did like it.
So then I got people saying, like, so then local Telford said he did enjoy his gig, but apparently he didn't enjoy Ironbridge, and then retweeted my thing. And then somebody was like, typical London scum, doesn't understand culture above the Watford services.
Which I don't think I do.
No, well, I thought I did, but I was like, oh,
I get altitude sickness if I go past Watford.
Exactly. It's been a nightmare whenever we go out of town. And then the local councillor said, well, maybe you can advise me on how... We'd love to hear your thoughts on how we could make it better.
The thing is, there are so many great places
I wanted
up
to say
that neck of the woods.
Casino, gay bar.
Casino and a gay bar.
But I didn't.
Oh, my God. Tom, can we talk about what we saw in a shop there?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so we went into one shop and there were... Well, what do you call them?
Well, what they're called.
Okay, so we walked into... So I don't want to say that Ironbridge is sort of...
Maybe a little bit out of date with it.
Thank you, out of touch. Also, went into a shop that was literally full of collywogs.
Yeah.
Like,
was
full of them. It was unbelievable. And then I tried to take a picture.
And then the man walked out.
And the man walked out. then I was too scared to do anything with the... I wanted to tweet, like, hey, maybe you could get rid of this shop in Ironbridge, local councillor.
Well, that's what one of the things I was thinking of sending to her, but then I was like, oh...
Because he's probably got like a million reasons why it's okay, but it's clearly not okay.
I mean, I haven't seen them for so long. I remember being a campaign to remove from marmalade jars.
Yeah.
And then I thought,
well, that's them done.
That's them done now. That's good.
Yeah, that's
We've
good.
We've had that debate and we all know.
But there was like loads of them.
But then you walk into a place...
Like Ironbridge.
Like Ironbridge's toy shop and...
Some lovely toys in there.
Some
but
lovely
also,
lovely teddy bears for £200.
Yeah, £200 for a teddy. I mean, come on,
they're
guys.
They're going to get dribbled over.
like bold as brass, right at the front. He didn't think like, oh, I'll put these around the corner. So, it, you know, the it's only the real racists that will really seek them out.
Yes.
But like right there, it was. I found it quite uncomfortable. And it wasn't just the toys of them. They had pens and key rings so people could... Yeah, so you could let people know you were a racist on the go.
I mean, I got a bit scared and walked straight out as soon as...
I didn't know what to say.
Didn't you say... You said something like, oh, Paddington.
Oh, yeah, but that's because I was taking a picture of the Gollywogs and I didn't want to get into a conversation with him.
About them.
But like, it's like known to be a thing that is...
I'm sure
very derogatory,
it's
right?
Thing that's, yeah. That's
I found it very shocking.
Thing.
Yeah, really unfair.
Yeah, I was extremely surprised.
Yeah,
actually.
I was surprised. And then there was another shop that claimed to sell moonshine. I mean, where the fuck were we?
It was such a strange place.
There was a shop called Moonshine and Fuggles.
But, you know, like the places around there we really enjoyed.
Yeah, and like I'm sure we went to a very nice pub. That was nice.
We had a nice time in that pub. We had a lovely time in the hotel in Telford. Everybody couldn't have been more helpful.
Oh, yeah. Telford was lovely.
And then we went to Burton, not the men's shop.
Yeah, which I kept calling Barton.
Because we are going to Barton upon Humber.
Yeah, but that was Burton upon Trent, but I said it twice during the show. They did not love that.
I thought they took to that quite gracefully. I thought they didn't mind.
No, it was quite a fun show, wasn't it?
Oh, I had a lovely time.
They were very nice.
Really nice times.
Really, really nice times.
I had a nice time in Bella Italia beforehand.
Oh my God, guys, Bella Italia has gone right up market.
Oh my God, they've got a Vespa in the walkway.
Mm. They wouldn't let Tom sit on it for his dinner, though, so it was a bit
no,
of a pity.
That was a bit of a pity. It's not cheap.
No,
that's
it wasn't.
The other thing.
30 quid each.
It's gone to sort of Carluccio prices, I would say.
And it's not a Luch, is it?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's at Luch level.
Luch level.
I wouldn't say it's at Luch level, but the service was nice. Nice people. That lady got us that nice ice cream and we said, choose your topping. Choose the topping for us, we don't mind.
She seemed to enjoy... I feel like that was the first time anyone had ever said...
She'd never been
ever
interested.
Asked her opinion.
The ice cream was a little bit hard and as I went at it with my tongue, it snapped the cone. Not a euphemism.
Not a euphemism.
Yeah. But it was a lovely time.
It was a lovely time. Now, Tom, are you doing anything nice for Mother's Day as a mother?
I think Auntie Christine and Bob have been invited round.
Very nice.
And I think I'm supposed to be doing Matt Crockett's podcast.
Oh, that's nice. But, you know, I haven't been invited, so that does hurt, of course.
That does hurt, I imagine. But he'll be pleased to know this. But that's it. I don't know. What are you going to do?
I'm away for the weekend, I did Mother's Day things yesterday with Mum.
Oh, that's nice.
I bought
that's
her nice. Some flowers and then a dog.
A dog?
No, it was like a... A dog with a plant on his back. So it was like a...
Oh.
Like a woven dog thing.
Okay, what sort of dog?
It looked like a sausage dog, which is of course why I bought it. I love them.
Love them. Where did you buy it?
Tesco's.
Oh, you can't get better.
You can't
get
better. My mum loves a Tesco.
Yeah, I wish I was
She's
near
always
a Tesco.
There.
Is it a Tesco, like a big Tesco?
Oh, it's massive.
24 hour?
24 hours.
I wish I was
Pharmacy
near one of those.
As well. Oh. And clothes. And a bakery.
Yeah, that's
DVDs. Electrical area.
Oh, my God.
You can spend a week there.
I love those ones. Has it got one of those escalators you can put a trolley on?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love that.
The future.
That's the future, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
Do they have, like, slats on them to stop the trolleys rolling back?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's clever, isn't it?
Very clever.
I love that, because you can just go there and get all those things you just sometimes need.
It's a lovely thing to do.
Yeah.
Have you been out on any more driving trips?
Well, yesterday I drove to West Wickham to meet my friends, and then Dad drove back, which was very sweet of him.
So you went to West Wickham with your dad to see your friends?
To see my friends, and then Dad drove back. He didn't stay to say hello to the friends.
I see.
Which I thought, oh, should I have invited him to say hello? Blah, blah, blah. But I did feel good about driving.
Yeah.
I've been doing, I got overtaken in Bickley yesterday on the way back from the gym. An Audi coming right up my ass, so to speak, right behind me. And I'm doing 25 to 30.
Tom, you don't need to do any more than that.
That's the speed limit, thank you.
Well, that's his problem.
There's a lot of dipping you have to do along there as well because there's cars parked.
So dipping as in dancing, or...?
Dipping as in dancing.
Yeah, you had your music on.
Yes.
Dip it low.
Pick it up slow. Roll it all around. I love that song.
Well, listen to it.
And then he overtook me.
Out of order.
And I was like, why are you so close? Like, what are you in such a hurry for?
Yeah, where are you going?
And then I was on the roundabout, the mini roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was the right hand. I was the most right hand.
Mm-hmm.
But then someone opposite decided to leave at the same time. And I was like, I'm clearly indicating to go right. It's my right of way. Give way to your right.
You do, Tom.
So many people do not play by the rules. It's no wonder the world's such a mess.
Well, there you go. That's absolutely true.
What is wrong? Is it driving like that all the time?
Sort of, yeah.
Do you drive at 40 in a... No, you're not going to tell me, I suppose. But a lot of people drive at 40, I've noticed.
I'm very careful because I'm scared of losing my license because it would ruin my job.
Yes, right.
So I don't really speed, except the motorways.
Right, right. Is that that's what people do?
Sort of.
Yeah,
I told you, Tom, that I got myself into another pickle this week, didn't I? I'll tell our listeners, because I keep sharing my pickles on this.
Please do. The cheese sandwich section of the show.
The cheese sandwich, to finish with, maybe.
Yes, a lovely feature.
So, the pickle I've got myself into this week is, I've told you this already, Tom, but you're going to have to pretend like you haven't heard it.
Go on.
So, the yoga studio that I'm going to at the moment.
Yes.
So I did one of the 30 days for 30 quid things, but I timed it really badly and ended up only being able to go twice.
Oh, no. Really?
I know. So then I did 30 days for £30 again, but this time I did it in my girlfriend's name.
Okay.
Is that illegal?
We're not playing by the rules.
We're not playing by the rules. Is that illegal? I don't know. Anyway, I'm now going in.
Yeah.
Her name is Tony. So I'm going in. They say to me, what's your name? I say, Tony. And then the guy behind the desk says... Oh, are you Italian? And then I said, no, I'm from New Zealand, because that is where she is from. And now every time I go to the yoga place, I've got to do some sort of weird New Zealand accent. New Zealand accent.
I think it's very impressive that when playing a character, you stay so in role.
I feel like it's like, is that, I'm like...
Well, and I also think yoga, like, that's a lot of money. Like, how many people are in your class?
Oh, like all of the people in London.
Yeah, so... It's fine. Like, you're not getting, like, bespoke, like...
I'm not getting, like, one-on-one training.
You know, some people go to a yoga class and there's 8 people and they pay 12 quid.
Oh, yeah. This is not that sort of thing.
You know, and I think...
The other day there were, like, 40 people in there. It was disgusting.
Yeah, so you're not going to get any attention from the namaste.
From the namaste.
And then...
Namaskar.
Namaskar. Who's she? Nanamaskuri?
Her. I don't know. Sometimes I say namaskar. I'm not sure what it means.
Say Nanamaskuri and see what happens.
Okay, I will.
Maybe she'll come out. I think you're fine. I think it's too much.
It is too much, isn't it? It's very expensive.
You know, if you do a bit of stretching by a radiator. I mean, you can come around my mum's house and do that if you want. It's always on.
Oh, love it. Yeah, okay, I'll be around there.
But basically like a Bikram yoga studio waiting to happen.
Should we go there now?
Yes.
That's all for us.
That's a lot, but I think you're doing fine. And how are you doing with your New Zealand accent?
Oh, it's fine.
Nice.
Fine. Fish and chips.
Fish and chips. Is that what you say to the
man
at the yoga studio?
Just fish and chips, always, yeah.
Where are you going? Oh, where are you going now? Fish and chips.
He's like, God, how is she not bigger?
How is she? No wonder she has to keep coming here every day.
Yeah.
Working up as fish and chips.
Fish and chips. But yeah, that's my new pickle.
Oh. Well, I think, you know, a lot of people do worse.
I think you're right. A lot of people do worse. Now, Tom, before we finish the show this week.
Yes, dear.
Should we plug our dates?
Yes.
Plug our dates.
We have coming up. Cardiff.
We have Cardiff.
Oh,
next
we'd love
Thursday.
To see you next Thursday.
Yep.
Cardiff.
Cardiff Glee. Then on the 31st of March, which is next Friday, we have Millam Beggars Theatre.
Millam. In the Lakeside.
Not Lakeside, Lake District.
Lake District.
Then we have the 6th of April in Brighton.
Yes, come to that.
The 21st of April in Bath.
Yes, come to that.
The 28th of April in Maidenhead.
Oh, yes. I think Maidenhead's sold out.
Is it? Mm. Oh, good for us. The 29th of April, Bradford, Alhambra Studios.
Oh, yes.
The 6th of May, Barton-upon-Humber.
Barton-upon-Humber.
Then the 12th of May, Shoreham Rope Tackle.
Shoreham.
Then the 13th of May, Blackheath Hall, the closest one to London. There's a handful of tickets left.
Yes, come to that.
Come to that. Then the 21st of May, Glasgow.
Yeah, we think so.
We think so. The 27th of May, Milton Keynes.
All the places.
All the places. Then the 23rd of June, Great Torrington.
Yes, where's that? That's in the Devon.
Like Devon area, yeah. Devon and one. Then on the 24th, Ivy Bridge.
Ivy Bridge. Character in Coronation Street for many years. Ivy Bridge.
So they're all the ones that we're doing. If you can come and join us, please do. All of the details you can find at tomindeed.com or susieruffle.co.uk. You can also find us at Tom Allen Comedy on Twitter or Susie Ruffle on Twitter.
Or Tom Indeed on Instagram.
Or Susie Ruffle Comedy on Instagram.
So, you know, there's options.
There's options. So many options to get in touch.
Mm.
But as ever, thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you.
And we will be back with you next week on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, that's right. We can't wait to see you then. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.